In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of Rodo Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, live with you. Alongside Wall Street Matt Logica, the King Scott Angle, we are now joined by the fantasy executive Corey Parson. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. How you doing, Gregory?
Doing all right.
I'm glad to be here this morning. The Giants are 0-2, so that makes me happy. Eric Ebron got it done, so I feel good about that. I was able to get the points I needed, you know what I'm saying, to salvage a pretty decent fantasy week, you know what I mean? Week one, yay! Fantasy executive was great. Week two, fantasy executive was mediocre. You feel what I'm saying?
So hopefully that trend doesn't continue.
No. We want to go back in the
balance.
In balance, Scott.
Yeah, there you
work
go.
Work life balance is something my lady friends always tell me about. Like, fantasy executive hustle too hard, and I be like, I get it, but
you got to feed the kids.
These kids got to eat.
You got to eat, right?
These kids, they can't eat with the fish eat. They can't eat the food that Ted Finn eat. You feel what I'm saying?
Come on with the egg. I made the food.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
I totally agree with the fantasy exec. Week one was amazing. Week two was
For real.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, if you're 1-1, your season starts now.
Yeah.
What if you're 0-2?
Yeah.
There's always hope.
Greg, y'all are the only people that's 0-2 in the GST.
We're the only people?
Every team is 1-2-0 team, is 1-0-2 team, and everybody else is 1-1.
So we're the 0-2 team, huh?
Yeah, you're the 0-2 team.
You're the Bengals of
the Giants.
How was that about that? That was ugly. But you know what?
You enjoyed it.
Well, Corey, what's your line? The Giants are?
The Giants or the Bengals with a good defense.
The Bengals or the Seahawks or the Cardinals are all the same.
I thought you were going to go Browns because Kaiser's been sacked 9 times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Manning's been sacked 8. Dalton's been sacked 8 times as well.
So I'm surprised he don't have a concussion. Eli Manning.
They're a better team than the Bengals.
Eli.
They more mirror the Seahawks.
I'll tell you this.
The Bengals will be better. I think that offense will get better. They have to get the ball in A.J. Green's hands. They got to focus on Joe Mixon and stuff. There is some weapons.
It's like Matt spoke about, I think he alluded to in the first hour. You know, it's like, and Corey, when you do the Fantasy Frenzy, you talk about overreaction Monday. You know, last year at this time, and for the next 2 weeks, we were sending the Vikings to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You see it every year that some team starts off 3-0, something like that.
And it's the same thing in the fantasy league.
You know what, like Matt said, you divide the season to 4 quadrants. It's different in fantasy because you can make a lot of trades and pick up waivers. You can't do that in the NFL. So fantasy, it's easier to turn your season around. But teams, NFL teams will turn their seasons around. You can start 0-2.
Sometimes
you can reel off 5 in a row. I mean, look at what the Packers did down the stretch last year.
And they were good. And your fantasy team can get hot like that too. So nobody panic yet, even if you're 0-2. Now, you know, you can turn your season around. You get the right player. Somebody get healthy. Or somebody pop and your fantasy season take off. So I wouldn't worry about it. It's hot in this joint.
It's hot in this joint.
It's extremely hot in this joint.
It's like coming to America. They were like, you boys used to that.
Take a break.
What are we doing?
When we come back, some of the other injuries from Monday and Sunday, we have updates on them. And we break it down as only we can. Next, here are the Rodo Experts in the Morning.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Now you can say what you want.
Hey.
October 1st for some.
Hey.
Whatever for some others. Never for me. Andrew Luck ruled out for week number 3.
All right, now we're getting to the Dr. A said week 4 thing, right? So next week, this time, if he's ruled out, right? Then it's time to be like, okay, what's going on here? If he's ruled out week 5, I think Greg could be right. I think we may not see him this season.
Well, I said pup less, but you know,
I'll agree next Monday if he's ruled out, because I said October 1st.
You did.
So if he's ruled out on next Monday, then you know.
You know he's not close. Then you know he's not even. It's just.
But in all seriousness, we kind of figured it was going to, after, as we approached, we thought he'd be ready for the season.
Sure.
Then it was like, okay, he's probably going to miss three games, maybe like that fourth game return.
Sure. And that's what you said all along. That fourth game was just going back.
I think, like what Corey said, is what you got to look for. If they come out next Monday and say he's out for the week, you know.
He should be practicing at least, but at least next week this time we should be hearing something about him practicing. You feel what I'm saying?
But also, if he's ruled out next Monday again, he should have been put on the pup list from the beginning, like some other of us said. Scotty, when can I drop Andrew Luck?
It's kind of tough. I would say if he's not playing by week 7, I would drop him.
I think you got.
Well, that's half the damn season, Scott. Yeah.
You got to give him at least another week.
Because we can say that. And look, if you're right, you're right. But like, you know, I don't think they knew the nature of how exactly he was going to heal. I think it was very unclear to them. So they didn't know. That's why they didn't put him on the pup list. They thought that there was a shot that he might be back by week 4 or week 5. And, you know, maybe he'll still be back by week 5. So they didn't want to put him on the pup list.
I disagree with that. I think they knew. This dude's been having this injury for almost 3 years now. You feel what I'm saying?
It's true.
They had to be hopeful that he would be back by week 5.
No,
or so.
They lying to us, Scott. They're lying to us. They're effing lying to us.
I don't believe that, Corey.
Oh, you just
don't believe that.
Stop believing the man, Scott. Everything the man say ain't the truth. You feel what I'm saying? Matter of fact,
look,
the majority of it ain't the truth.
I've been oppressed, so I know about the man just like you. Okay, but what I'm saying is, it's not about lying to us. If they really thought that they were going to miss 6 weeks, they would have made that move internally. They don't care about what.
No, they want to lie, and they want people to think, oh, he could be back. They want to play coy with the rest of the NFL and with the media. They knew that this kid's shoulder was jacked up 2 years ago, and they kept playing him and putting him out there on it. They knew that. They knew it's exactly what they was doing.
They probably
know right now he ain't coming back this season.
I think medically it was too unclear. I think if you know the guy's not coming back, you put him on the pup and you make that move. Because it's what's best for your team, not what about the media cares about.
I keep hearing the narrative, well, if the Colts are 0-5, he's going to, you know, he's never going to come back this season. Why play him? Look, this is an NFL athlete who at some point is going to want to get on the field if he's healthy and want to play the game.
Oh, they can still give him his money, so he need to play.
I keep hearing that narrative, like, on Twitter, like, you know, he's probably never coming back.
No, they pay him to play. He got to get out there.
Well, I don't disagree with that. All I've said all along is they should have put this guy on the pup list and just did the roster spot.
I think the reason they didn't is because if he's able to make it back week 4, and they miss 3 games, even if he misses 4 games, and they get him for those 2 extra games, you know, they were hoping, you know, he'd probably be back sooner or at least win one of those games. They could have beat the Cardinals this week. That was a winnable game for them. So, I mean, that division, I don't think anybody's running away with it right now. So they're hoping to try and stay in the mix. Look, it's still a long season. If Andrew Luck comes back, it's a different team. T.Y. Hilton, you know, is a phenomenal player. It just jumps his game up. Maybe, you know, you see a Marlon Mack in the second half really take over.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I get it. But this Andrew Luck thing obviously has been a relative utter disaster in Indianapolis. Now, speaking of other injuries, Corey Coleman officially has that broken hand.
My goodness.
And it is different from last year because this time he's having surgery on it. Last year he didn't. Last year he kind of waited it out 6 weeks, let it heal on its own, and then came back. This year he is going to have surgery on it. Now, Corey, I don't know if that's better or worse for our purposes, but we do know that Corey Coleman's hand is once again broken.
Here's the thing. And then some of these young wide receivers, we really never get a chance to really see the talent because they can't get on the damn field. And it's looking like we're getting ready to put Corey Coleman in that mix too, because he's, you know, he's breaking bones and he's not getting out there and playing. And worst of all, I got him on a team of mine. And I got him on a team of mine where I have Randall Cobb on the team, I got Corey Coleman on the team, and I got Odell Beckham on the team. So I got these 3 broke wide receivers. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
so I need to go to the waiver wire. But
Beckham's going to play probably a full game next week. And with Cobb, we don't know yet.
Well, Corey, don't worry about it. Jake Shealy had Rasheed Higgins, you know.
Yeah, so then I got to go. That's what I was getting to, Matt. Now you got to go to the waiver wire, and I got to pay up for wide receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
so,
Jake said Rasheed Higgins. Like, he tapped him. I never heard him talking about Rashard Higgins.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Scott, why are you doing that?
What?
So
having fun with Jake.
I love it.
Stormtrooper.
Right, but Greg Sussman, if you're a Corey Coleman owner, are you playing the long waiting for this dude? No, cut him because you ain't never seen nothing. It's not like. It's not like this is a dynamic talent that you got that you can't do without. You got to go pick somebody up.
Kaiser had radar for him though. You could see it the first week and a half. It was a shame.
Go pick up Curse. Go pick up Higgins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Go pick up somebody like that. Whatever. For the most part, if you drafted correctly in a 12 team league, Corey Coleman was a player on your bench. You feel what I mean? So go get another piece to put on your bench.
I agree. You know me. I'm not sitting around waiting.
Well, hopefully you got like Cooper Kupp and stuff. That. You know, I mean, he wasn't going. Look, a lot of smart people I saw in that final draft week when I was at the live events were pushing Corey Coleman up the board, and they seemed to be right early on because he was getting a ton of targets. But once again, you know, this is 2 years in a row. So unfortunate.
Maybe I'll make a trade for a backup wide receiver.
Speaking of young receivers that couldn't get on the field, prematurely Will Fuller returned to practice here yesterday for the Texans. And it seems ultimately that Will Fuller, there's a chance he could play as soon as this Sunday. If he doesn't play this Sunday, the odds are he'll be back for week 4 for Houston. Matt, is Will Fuller, if he's out there, I think he's out there in a lot of leagues, people kind of forget he existed. Is Will Fuller someone that we should take a shot at on the waiver wire?
Oh,
look, I think you have to. You're going to want that. Like, look, you're seeing guys like Corey Coleman are out. I know Higgins is the popular buzzword name now. The guy who was activated off the practice squad on this past Saturday. But, yeah, Will Fuller has that I can stretch the field kind of guy. He did drop some passes last year, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
He started off. But, look, Deshaun Watson is going to need as many weapons as possible. And I know he threw a ton to D-Hop, which you wanted to see as a Hopkins owner. That was great. But they're playing the Patriots this week. And I think the Patriots are going to game plan that they're going to try and take Hopkins away.
Great. You like the Will Fuller idea?
No, I do like the Will Fuller idea. I like that, especially if you're a team that needs some wide receiver help. Sure. I'll put a dollar on him. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to sneak in there and get it now. But I went to do a search for a player I wanted to trade for in the league where I got Corey Coleman.
Yes.
And the player is on your team.
Thanks.
Yeah, the player is Jermaine Kearse.
Yeah, he's on our team.
Uh-huh.
We picked him up.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
And you have Lamar Miller on your team.
Yeah.
And I got Deonta Foreman on mine.
So you're trying to make a trade?
Oh, Foreman for Kearse.
Yeah.
That sounds fair to me.
I'm a runner. Yeah.
Greg, you have I'm running by my people, you're running by your people.
I'm running by my people. You know, you're running by your people.
I think you guys both have full control of your teams.
I agree. We are.
He's sharing it with two other people, though. So
listen,
I think it's at least courtesy to run it by.
I'm going to run it by my people, but I am interested in that. I think that's something that could be beneficial.
I think
to both
it could
teams.
Be beneficial for both teams.
Greg is the elder statesman of the best friends.
I am the elder statements. But yeah, I think Will Fuller's a dude. You put a dollar on because before he blows up, put the dollar on him.
You want to go out there and get him. You got a couple guys like that this week: Austin Seferian, Jenkins.
We talked about him.
And what's Devontae Booker, my guy Devontae Booker. He should be practicing this week. He might get a couple touches next week. Really, the way Anderson is playing right now, you need Anderson to get hurt. When that happens, then Booker will take over and bring it home for you.
John Brown.
It's going to happen.
John Brown has also basically been ruled out for week 3 by Bruce Arians. And the name that, along with Rashard Higgins on the waiver wire, that everyone seems to love right now is J.J. Nelson, if he's out there. I'm personally not buying the J.J. Nelson love. In fact, Jerron Brown's been the one that I believe has been targeted more than J.J. Nelson. Now, are you messing with Scott with either of these Arizona wide receivers?
Not really, unless it's a deeper league and you really need wide receiver help. I think, you know, in the GST league, though, that we play in, though, that, you know, it's kind of deep and, you know, a lot of people with a lot of knowledge. So I think he'll go for a pretty decent price, you know, in the fab. But I've always felt like outside of Fitzgerald, you know, it's just like real crapshoot every week who's going to show up in the Arizona passing game. And, you know, Carson Palmer doesn't look terrific either.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's really a crapshoot anymore, especially with Brown out. Shout out to Lord Reeves. Over the past 5 games dating back to last season, J.J. Nelson leads Arizona in targets 43, receiving yards 408, receiving touchdowns 4 with 22 catches.
I like that.
Yeah.
And Larry Fitzgerald, over that same span, 25 of 39 targets, 226 yards, 1 touchdown.
Yeah, maybe I got too stuck on overall history. Those are good points there.
That's an excellent job.
Yeah.
So
nicely done.
I think you got to make a play for him. Even though Carson Palmer sucks, I think you got to make a play for Nelson.
I don't want. I just don't want to mess with Arizona, man.
Arizona's nasty. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. All right, take a break. We'll come back. Let's go to Tennessee, where it's gotten nasty for some major, major fantasy players. We'll talk about how to replace them on the other side. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS because there you will find more information in regards to becoming a bone marrow donor. You just learn more information. You could register to become a bone marrow donor. It's very, very simple to get tested for it. Basically, you just kind of swab the inside of your cheeks. You send it in, and that's it. You are done. They'll call you if you are a match for someone, and then you can learn to do the procedure. There is absolutely no requirements. You don't have to do anything that you do not feel comfortable doing. Just go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and learn more. If you scroll to the bottom of that page, you can click the link. They'll send you to Fantasy Draft. You can participate in the weekly daily fantasy contest over at fantasydraft.com for an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. It's just that easy. We had two qualifiers. They go to week 17 thus far. If you win week 3 through 16, you go to week 17. The winner of week 17 goes to Super Bowl. No fine print, no catches. That's it. You go to the Super Bowl if you win a daily fantasy contest in week 17.
Eli Manning should enter.
Yeah, because that's the only way he's going to the Super Bowl.
Ding.
You're welcome. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. In Tennessee, I was thinking about this yesterday. I want to be very, very honest. Scott, I think we deserve some credit here.
For what? Oh yeah.
I think he deserves some credit. Seriously. Because when you read Chris Wrestling's tweet, we all just was like, oh, yeah, this guy wasn't there.
Scott what tripping again. Know?
And you immediately, you had a number 3 in your rankings, DeMarco Murray, and you dropped him, and you wouldn't just drop him to 4 or 5. You dropped him to your 9th running back or something along those lines.
10th.
10th running back, right? And we kind of all just like, this is Scott being, wildly overreactive on a player. And it's true. I mean, he never got healthy from the hamstring. He never looked the same. And now he re-aggravated that in week 2, and re-aggravations simply last longer than the initial injury, from what I understand in regards to the hamstring injury. So getting off DeMarco Murray, or at least being lower on DeMarco Murray, was absolutely the right call.
Yeah, and Dr. A came on and backed it up too. So credit to Inside Injuries as well, which is now featured in the Exclusive Agencies in Fantasy Football Package and the free radio checkout for a discount.
Here's the thing with Murray. I wound up having more shares of Henry, and that's because I drafted with Andy Sachs.
Yeah.
I have Murray in one of my big leagues. It's really like I only have one or two shares of him. But, now the narrative is, does Derrick Henry come in? Like
Wally Pipp.
And all that kind of stuff. That's a possibility, because if he's not ready to start on Sunday and against that Seattle defense, if Henry has another performance like he did, it's going to be tough. But if somebody's nervous and they're looking to dump Murray and you get the right price, I might stick.
I would buy too.
Yeah. You look at that matchup and it's probably better for Henry than it is for Murray, especially if Murray's not 100%.
I don't know if Murray's going to play this weekend.
Well, I'm saying, if he's able to play, and even if you say it was 80%, let's just say conceivably, the way Seattle pursues and is very aggressive, it's better for a physical runner like Derrick Henry to match up with
them. He's torn him up before, Scott.
When?
As a member of the Dallas Cowboys, twice.
Once.
The playoff. The playoff game was Green Bay.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner and Cam Chancellor didn't play that game.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's the truth. Some guys are irreplaceable.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are their two best run defenders.
Their two best run defenders weren't on the field like that. Yeah. But hey, this is what
DeMarco Murray was great that year.
This is what I think was interesting, right? This is what I think is interesting. Let's just say we'll never get this lucky as fantasy owners. You feel what I'm saying, Sussman? It'll never happen, right? Let's say they say on Friday Murray is out.
Which I think is extremely possible.
But they're not going to tell us. It'll be a game time decision. And then we got to deal with that.
I don't know that that's true, man.
You think they might say that he might be out before we get to the weekend?
I don't know why they do that. There's no reason for them to do that.
Well, I get it. I think there's a chance he doesn't practice all week. Like, literally, he doesn't practice Wednesday, doesn't practice Thursday, doesn't practice Friday. And then they're not going to. He's not playing.
Don't get no practice, and then he's not going to play. If he's not limited at any point, then he won't play. What's up, Scott?
The inside injuries. Injury roundup on rotoexperts.com right now.
What does it say?
This is what inside injuries is saying. Murray was already at elevated injury risk and has dropped his numbers even lower. The Titans may send him for an MRI this week to ensure there's no significant damage that could require a lengthy absence. Even if it's just this tightness, he needs to be very cautious this week to practice. This is a very easy injury to make worse by returning too soon.
He did it. He already returned too soon. He already made it worse.
Well, I mean, in all honesty,
you can make it even worse.
The Titans should rest him this week. Give him, you know, if he reoccurred, they said it could happen at the half. They sat him for that second half and went with Henry.
Yeah.
If he's still dealing with this, give him the week off. It's not like you don't have somebody there. And going forward, you're going to want to have both of these guys anyway, because it's the NFL, you know.
So here's the thing. So now you do that, right? Let's just say, and I think it's a good chance also, that he's out. Derrick Henry is an RB1 this week.
Oh, yeah.
He's an RB1 this week. You should start him in a 10-team league this week, and they're playing the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. But he's going to get that work. You feel what I'm saying?
Correct. It's going to be the volume.
It might be the efficiency because – What you call him ran on over their ass last week? Hyde. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So
Hyde's a different kind of runner.
Oh, here we go. He's a different kind of runner. Yada yada. He pounded them. He pounded them last week.
I didn't say that he didn't have a good game. He had a 61-yard run and a 27-yard run. What I'm saying is, he's a vision cutback type of runner. Derrick Henry is physical. I agree with you. It's going to be on volume. I don't think there's going to be a ton of yardage there, but he could get in the end zone.
I think it's yard. I think it could be efficient performance. I wouldn't rely so much on saying the volume. The volume would be there, but it's not like he can't take a couple carries. You know what I'm saying? And you sound like you are writing Hyde off because he had those two long runs? Because you can't discredit them. Those long runs, right?
What did I just say? Do you listen to anything I just said?
I listen to everything you say, Scott.
You're just trying to create hype.
No. I listen to everything
I
that
just
you say.
Said, if you didn't listen and your listening skills do need work, I said that he ripped off a 61-yard run and a 27-yard run, and he had a very good day. I'm just saying that Derrick Henry is a different kind of runner for that defense to face.
Okay.
And that is true. I mean, Hyde, as Scott mentioned, is – cutback vision. Derrick Henry is going to just plow through you.
Right.
That's completely true.
With the best old line in the league.
I think this is the opportunity. If you can, Murray doesn't practice and all that, and say all signs pointing that he's out, if you step in and you buy him, and say Henry plays this week.
And he goes crazy.
And he doesn't go crazy.
Okay. Then Murray comes back.
There's that. And then you got Murray who, as we stated early in the season, they were going to just run him into the ground. Yeah. There's no reason for them not to.
When Murray comes back, and he's healthy at some point,
he won't want
which
his
is
job
always
back.
Being an issue, you know, they don't completely take him off the field. It becomes a very, very nice timeshare, and that offense has superb balance. They're not thinking about fantasy there. They're thinking if we got two top-level backs in Murray and Henry, we can pound defenses into submission.
Well,
they're different styles. We can give them different looks. So schematically, you know, it's really good for the Titans. It might annoy fantasy players.
No, I get it.
That could be like a Freeman Coleman kind of thing.
Exactly. It could become more of a timeshare where both guys are productive and both guys can be started. So, no, I like that, Scott. I think you make a good point on that one. I think that's where we're going. I don't think we see DeMarco Murray completely get Wally pipped. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
I don't think it goes down like that because DeMarco Murray would be like, listen, y'all better stop playing with me and give me the football. You know what I mean?
What he also Murray does so well is catch the ball out of the backfield.
Exactly.
He
yeah.
is one of the best at doing that. I mean, look, the guy's got like 50
he caught 54 passes last year.
The last yep. like 4 years or something like that.
You want to talk guys that are getting Wally pipped? I got two names for you.
Scott
Lamar
Engel?
Miller.
No.
Lamar Miller and Thomas Rawls.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Thomas Rawls is already been Wally pipped. Lamar,
only because he wasn't 100%. Some people are still thinking, oh, when he comes back, he's still going to be in the mix.
I agree with you.
No.
Okay. Sure.
But I'm just saying, you know, there might be some people out there that still think that Thomas Rawls has not been Wally pipped. I think he already has. You know why? Pete Carroll doesn't care when you assign, how much money you play for. If you are the best guy, he's throwing you out there and that's it.
And that's been clear over the years.
You buy your parents a house.
That's been clear over the years, too.
Yeah.
I like Chris Carson a lot, and what's his name? Pete Carroll does seem to really like him. But I'm not just going to give him this job. I know everybody's like, oh, he's the guy. This is a kind of cloudy situation still. I mean, Rawls might get some goal line work. We don't know how this is going to play out yet. So I know everybody's saying just go run to the wire. Yeah, if you could just pick him up, great. Go run and do that. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think maybe blowing all your fab is the way to go. Because some people
I don't know if blowing all your fab is the way to go, but he is the guy. He is the guy in Seattle. Rawls maybe steals a few goal line touches, gets the pace. Carson is playing better than anybody there. Carroll is going to go to the guy who's played the best. And as long as Carson keeps playing like this, he's going to get the majority of the carries.
The offensive line is still trash, though.
I agree, but that's
and that's, you know, that's because Carson is the only one who's actually creating his own running room.
Yeah.
But sure. I think it could change in a week. If Carson does not have a good week this week, that could change, and the narrative could change. And you know what? Thomas Rawls is back. I'm just trying to heed some caution. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Carson is the guy right now, and Rawls is going to have to do something really nifty to get this job back.
In regards to Houston, however, you know, you mentioned that you thought Deontay Foreman could Wally Pipp Lamar Miller. It's not really Wally Pipping if Lamar Miller doesn't get hurt, right? Like they're both there.
He's a better looking runner than Lamar Miller.
Yeah, no. I understand yeah. what you're saying. He is also someone that last Thursday night created his own space when Lamar Miller didn't. And in that small sample size, he absolutely found
room. And that offensive line's an issue too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Where Lamar Miller did not. But I don't see them, as I said this all along, I don't see them just going away from Lamar Miller so quickly.
Ask Corey Parson what's going to happen.
Oh, Lamar Miller's going to be on the bench, where he belongs.
I just don't see it happening. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls at 844-843-6879. We'll continue some of the headlines because DeMarco Murray wasn't the only Titan that hurt his hamstring all the weekend. We'll get to Corey Davis next on the Road to Experts in the Morning.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
So, as I said, Corey Davis also re-injured the same hamstring that bothered him in the summer. And as I said, aggravations or re-aggravations of injuries take a longer time to heal oftentimes than the initial injury. Corey Davis, who he said was going to be win you fantasy leagues, wrap him up again because I don't think he's playing anytime soon.
I agree. I don't think you see him on the field no time soon. If you have deep enough roster, you know what? I'll stash him, 20 roster team, 20 roster spots. I'll put him on the back of my roster. He's not going in my lineup until he completes a full game. That's how it's going down with Corey Davis from now on. If you got 16 roster spots in a 12-team league, if you want to cut him, you're having some injury troubles, I ain't got no beef with that. If you're in a 10-team league, he should be on the waiver wire.
It's very, very hard, I think, to get rid of him. In some cases, you have to. But the guy is a real, real special talent, and if I can stash him in any way, I will. I'm not going to, like, it really depends on what's out there on the waiver wire. I'd rather stash him than just, like, You know, people will say to us on Twitter or in the Roto Experts chat rooms, we got a chat tonight with George Kurtz at 7 p.m. Eastern. They'll say stuff like, safe to cut Corey Davis or should I cut Corey Davis? Well, for who? Unless you have somebody actually identifiable that you want to cut him for, that you need, keep him.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything possible not to cut Corey Davis. We spoke about he was the stash and cash guy.
Yeah.
And we saw week one, he got 10 targets. He was one of the top targeted players. And he didn't play a whole preseason. So this is unfortunate that he has this hamstring. He re-injured the hamstring. If this is a long injury for him, he's going to be out a while, then that's going to be different. But the player to keep an eye on, I'm not saying you got to pick him up this week.
Tawan Taylor?
But Tawan Taylor is the guy to watch. He has been the guy all minicamp, preseason.
Yeah.
All I've heard is great things about him and all that. So
I will say this, though. I think our partners have learned, former partners have learned this. You risk a big mistake when you get rid of a Corey.
Yeah, it's a tough move. Yeah. Sometimes it turns around and bites you in the ass. But Madika, though, honestly speaking, though, in a lot of our people are 10-team leaguers. So when you tell us, when you say stash him, you got dudes in
when
a 10-team league.
12-teamers, really? Okay. Okay. In a 10-team league, you don't have to. But in a 12-team league,
exactly.
He's somebody I'm at least having on my watch list. And even in a 10-team, I'll put him on a watch list because Eric Decker doesn't seem to be. He seems to possibly be done. There is Matthews there who would probably benefit the most. But if you're going to see somebody, look, he caught a 42-yard pass last week. And this just everything I've followed the Titans to try to get some clarity in the preseason on this. And I'm just telling you, I just kept hearing wonderful things about this kid. And if you look at the combine tape, I forget who put it up, but him and A.J. Green.
Crazy.
Their measurables were identical.
You know, I talked a lot about Cooper Kupp, but, you know, I watched Tywan Taylor during the preseason, and he was pretty smooth technically for a rookie, too. Really nicely setting up defensive backs and making some spectacular catches. Corey, that was a beautiful 42-yard catch on Sunday.
When it comes to the roster, though, Scott.
I agree. You're right, but at least a watch list.
For a 10-team league, I suggest you should have your eye on him. But if you're a 12-team league with 16 roster spots.
I mean, that's difficult. It really is. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to cut him either in that scenario, but
NFFC,
you might have to.
I'm picking him up. I've seen him on a couple of waivers.
20 roster spots, stash him.
He's getting.
I know in two leagues that this week's good chance of him getting cut. Then I'm in, and I'm going to be all over it.
Yeah.
844-843-6879. Irv in New Jersey. You're up first.
What's up, Irv?
What up, Irv?
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
Doing good,
what's up,
Irv?
My friend?
First of all, I want to thank Scotty. On Sunday, I had a tough wide receiver question. I was thinking of sitting Dez because of the matchup, and Scotty talked me out of it. I sat Thielen. And the touchdown, Dez came through with the touchdown. So thanks, Scotty.
That's always, always Irv.
That's good to hear, Scott. I'm happy. I'm proud of you, Scott.
You're proud of me?
Yes.
You're my father now?
And then I got a quick waiver wire question for you guys. I'm streaming defenses, and our wire runs a little early. I got a couple matchups. I know it's early. Just give me your thoughts. The Dolphins are out there at the Jets. The Rams are out available at San Fran. Got Jacksonville versus Baltimore or Cleveland at Indianapolis.
Funny.
Any of those defenses jump out to you guys?
It's funny because I actually, on my computer right now, I have the defenses out there on my screen as well because I'm looking at the defenses.
Greg's a streamer.
In my league. I am a streamer, absolutely. Los Angeles is my number one option as a streamer. You're facing San Francisco. You're at home. It's Thursday night. Or you're in San Francisco, rather, but it's on Thursday night.
Yep.
The Rams are a very good defense. Thursday night is such a crapshoot anyway. Yep. So give me the Thursday night defense with the Rams. If you can't get the Rams, and the defenses you named, I like Cleveland in Indianapolis or against Indianapolis. Always, I'll face Jacoby Brissett all day. So I'll definitely take a defense against Indy. And you know what? Philadelphia in my league is out there. I like them against the Giants. Giants can't score for crap. Give me
that defensive line versus that offensive line.
It's going to be unbelievable. Philly's going to get sack after sack after sack. Those are my top three streaming that on my list here. Dallas is also out there against Arizona, so I'll certainly phase on all
without
these
Saxonville across the pond.
Jacksonville is the one I like. When you compare combine these sort of defense, I look at what's the best unit, and it comes down to Jacksonville versus the Rams. Sometimes I don't want to use a defense no matter what the matchup is because they're just not a good defense. And that'll be Miami and Dallas for me. I know the who they face, but, you know, Dallas is just, you know, okay fantasy defense at best. And Miami's just got there's a real lack of talent there. I'm surprised.
There's no linebackers in Miami.
I'm surprised how that back seven's really bad. I'm going to go with Jacksonville. They're the best unit. I think you put the best combination of the best unit with the best matchup, and to me that's Jacksonville and the Rams. I'm going to go Jacksonville, but I don't have a problem if you take the Rams like Greg does.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good options out there actually when you're streaming defenses this week, so don't just stick with your defense for the sake of sticking with them. There's a lot of good streaming options out there this week.
Yeah, yeah, Tennessee against Seattle too. That defensive line against that offensive line, definitely.
There you go.
Yeah.
Continuing on with a list of players we want to talk about. Basically, Bruce Arians has already demoted Kerwin Williams and says Chris Johnson is probably going to get more carries this week.
That's really not surprising, though. I think Kerwin Williams is better than him, but he you know, short leash and all that. Chris Johnson knows it, familiarity and all that kind of stuff. It's just a situation I really think you want no part of.
Terrence West has what is being deemed as a soft tissue injury, which could be very, very good for Buck Allen. But, Scott, your boy, Alex Collins, John Harbaugh says, is going to get more snaps.
He did show a lot of spark last week when he got in the game, but he also lost a fumble. You know, they picked him up off the practice squad. You know, Seattle moved on from him because he had a lot of fumbling problems when he was there. You know, so that's an issue, though. If you're going to pick him up, take a flyer on him in a larger league. Ball security is an issue.
I think before this Terrence West injury, look, West did get a touchdown that kind of salvaged his game, salvaged his day. But Buck Allen seems to be the guy to own.
Yeah, he certainly does. West, we'll see how long the soft tissue injury keeps him out, if at all. Buck Allen, very much the guy to own right now in Baltimore. But you already knew that. Ezekiel Elliott. It looks like his court case, he won the next round in Texas, which means he should be good to go for the rest of the season. I'm not going to get into this, Corey, this nonsense of he quit on his team, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do that. All I'm going to say is that he should be going the rest of the season for fantasy purposes. I look to him to rebound against Arizona Monday night.
Yeah, and take a rebound in a big way. The whole narrative, the quit on your team thing, listen, when the quarterback throws the interception, you shouldn't walk off the field. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be out there with your guys trying to make the tackle. That's not a good
look. It's a bad look.
You got to understand, this kid is not used to losing, too. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand. It's a bad look.
It's a bad look, but it's not the end of it. It shouldn't be the headline.
Wasn't there one more ruling that was supposed to come down today, though, that came out last night?
It came out yesterday, I believe, the ruling. The NFL stay, the Fifth Circuit, was denied in Texas, from my understanding. And the next ruling doesn't come for, like, months.
Yeah, the NFL really didn't have a case for it to be an emergency.
Correct. So that's the latest on Zeke. So you draft Zeke, you should be good. We can do this all again next summer, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, next summer is probably more than likely he's going to be suspended, though.
Yeah. Sam Bradford has a bone bruise in his knee. He could play as early as Sunday. He could be out for weeks at a time. We said yesterday, Corey, that we were very nervous about Sam Bradford. There's a very good chance we wouldn't see Sam Bradford for a while. And it's funny because Mike Zimmer said he's fine. Now, the bone bruise, he may be fine. He may be good to go Sunday. Or he may not be good to go for another month. We have no idea what to do with Sam Bradford.
And then I worry about him. I worry about him being active, him starting, and then him leaving the game. And not being able to finish the game because of an injury, a flare-up with his knee. Hopefully, we get some more clarity on the situation. I'm a Bradford owner. I'm going to pick up Trevor Siemian.
I think so, too. Yep. I think you're absolutely
very,
pick up
very safe, you know, or like make a trade for Carson Wentz or something.
Yep.
Carson Wentz could be out there still. It's only week two.
He still could.
Yeah. So Carson Wentz, Trevor Siemian, guys you want to replace Sam Bradford with. But Scott, what do you do about the pieces around Sam Bradford? Because it's obviously Diggs and Thielen just take monster hits when Bradford's not out there, when you have Case Keenum playing instead. What do you do?
Dalvin Cook does too.
Yeah.
You know, he goes from maybe a top five fantasy running back to like 10.
Absolutely.
With Diggs, he's going to try to get him involved. But, you know, those guys are not. Diggs is, he's a wide receiver three maybe with Case Keenum in there, and Thielen is not a must start. And Kyle Rudolph, you worry about him too. And the defense might spend too much time on the field. Affects everything.
Yeah, so there are just major, major implications, and it's annoying because you're going to be in a situation every week if you're a Thielen or Diggs or Cook or Rudolph owner where you're going to have to kind of pray on Sam Bradford's health for your fantasy team. It's literally that It's that gruesome, potentially, given the injury, once again, or the bone bruise, I should say, for Sam Bradford.
I agree. It's not a situation that's viable right now. You don't want to worry about something at your quarterback position, but it's not like you like Bradford's a guy you can get off. You know what I'm saying? It's not Drew Brees.
Yeah. I don't care about Bradford so much as I care about Diggs and Thielen.
Yeah, you're right. Now, that part right there, that sucks, especially with Case Keenum. You know what I'm saying? It's another team that should have went in a different direction when trying to get their backup quarterback.
We're also waiting for Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, that's true, too. So they got a lot of scenarios going in place right now. Hopefully, Keenum has a better week of practice. I still think it's enough. I'm not in panic mode when it comes to Diggs and Thielen yet.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number two and get to the television hour here on the Road Rash First in the Morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
LASIK. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. The number to join into the program today. Let's go to Paul in Pittsburgh. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing all right. What's up?
I've got a waiver wire question. I need to drop one of these two guys and pick up Carson.
Carson who?
Peterson or Rex.
Oh, definitely Adrian Peterson. He'd like forget the name. It's like he's barely rosterable in fantasy football anymore.
I don't think you can say definitely compared to Rex Burkhead. Rex Burkhead's hurt too.
Yeah, but Rex Burkhead is hurt, but keep him until when he's healthy and you know he'll give you some more production. Why would you roster Adrian Peterson at this point?
I mean, this is against Rex Burkhead.
Like,
I
think but if Burkhead wasn't hurt, though, he's not out for the year, though.
I understand that.
Yeah, but Burkhead's going to give you, like, especially in a bye week, he could score a touchdown, he could catch some passes. What's Adrian Peterson going to do in any given week? He's going to give you 5 carries for 19 yards?
Potentially score a touchdown.
It's a real, real crapshoot. I'd rather...
Burkhead's a crapshoot, too.
Burkhead's healthy. He's going to get more quality touches. He's more productive on every touch right now. He's a better fantasy running back, and he's a better NFL running back.
Listen,
he's more versatile, and he probably end up with more touchdowns than Peterson, too.
Listen, I'd rather have Burkhead, so my answer would be Peterson, but I'm not nearly as dramatic as you are about this. I think Peterson's gotten more touches than Burkhead this year, for the
Peterson,
record.
In the words of Corey Parson, is washed.
I understand
you watch
that.
Him, he's washed. I wonder if all the stuff that's going down between him and Sean Payton, if he's even going to stay on the Saints roster. I've seen veteran running backs... You know, with very decorated histories, get cut before sure. late in their careers.
Sure.
Wouldn't shock me if it happened here.
No, it wouldn't shock me either. And again, I agree with you. I agree with you, AP. I just don't, I'm not adamant about it. Corey?
You notice we haven't heard from Kenny in Philly since Adrian Peterson been sucking? You notice that?
I did.
Yeah, Dave notices that too.
Yeah. Kenny in Philly. Hello, Kenny. You're riding around Philadelphia going to work. You know what I'm saying? Give us a call. So, and tell us, you know what, guys, I made a mistake on Adrian Peterson because he stinks.
Yeah, Kenny, when you call, just make sure the window's rolled up.
Yes, thank you, Kenny.
All right, Dave.
844-843-6879. I got a question on Twitter. And a lot of it is regards to defense. Would you rather have the Rams versus San Francisco or Philly versus the Giants? Another question we got from Steve on Twitter. Corey.
Rams versus San Fran
or the Philly against the Giants.
Give me the Rams because I want that Thursday night stinker. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
I want to get a lead on my opponent on Thursday night.
It's a tough one. I'll lean Rams, but I do really like this Eagle matchup as well.
Yeah, I'll go the Rams. You know, gets that Niners offense. To me, it doesn't matter if they're playing on Thursday, but I just really like the matchup.
Frank just tweeted at us that although you're right, Matt, about this from Wallach Legal, this comes from Danny Wallach, although he had the victory in Texas yesterday, we now go to the Fifth Circuit Court for Ezekiel Elliott on the latest, but I don't think the Fifth Circuit is going to respond for like a while, if I know, if I understand this correctly with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I'm not tripping on that.
Nice job with that tweet at us, Frank. Question from Ross, Matt. Do you believe LeSean McCoy will rebound against Denver this weekend?
Hey, look, he's going to get the volume. I think this is another terrible matchup for the Bills. Look, you just can't have faith in this offense. I know pretty much Zay Jones wasn't his fault on that play. That should have been a touchdown. Taylor's got to take the responsibility on that. Look, you're starting McCoy regardless. I don't care. He's going to get the volume, but it's not really a good matchup. I know Denver, we're going to say it's the secondary. You can run on them.
You saw what he did to Ezekiel Elliott last week.
Yeah. I'm starting him, but I'm not happy.
In my league last night, this is actually crazy. In my league last night, you had two people that were basically tied going in. One had Odell Beckham, one had Golden Tate. And the guy with Odell Beckham won by a point.
That's crazy.
Had his bad game. That's crazy, man.
I think we could sort of bad one coming from Golden Tate because of that Giants secondary. You feel what I'm saying? Sure. So, Golden Tate, owners, don't worry about it. He'd be right back next week giving you 10.
I think it was just game flow because they really didn't have to throw the ball. They ran it so much.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
They threw it early and then they just didn't have to anymore.
And real quick, I dumped my LeSean McCoy shares right after week one.
Yep.
You gotta preach that to the choir, though. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Giants again, and it's Waiver Wire Tuesday. How much we spend and we put in our bids in tonight? We'll let you know the next hour live on the Fantasy Sports Network, and of course here always on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.